Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent, Thursday. Peter, we're talking about Amazing Grace.
Yes, it's the continuation of the gospel that we've had for the last 2 days, and Jesus is still speaking very strongly to his listeners, and it's a bit abstract in some ways, so trying to find a film that offers some reflection for the gospel is not all that easy, but fortunately I had a grace experience, and Amazing Grace actually did come to mind. And I suppose it's the lyrics of the hymn, which actually are so familiar, do resonate with Jesus, and he's talking about his relationship to the Father, but also the Father's graciousness of sending him into the world. And so that actually is the theme of the film. The hymn was written by John Newton, who had a conversion experience up in Liverpool, and Liverpool was, I suppose, the centre of the British slave trade. In fact, there's a museum in Liverpool, a slave museum that one can visit. But the film focuses on the work of William Wilberforce, and so it's very much about slavery and freedom, which of course is a theme from St. John's Gospel, that we are slaves to sin, and if we are open to grace, then we can be transformed. And I think that's exemplified in the way that William Wilberforce's life is dramatised by Ewan Griffith. And Albert Finney is actually John Newton, so the forcefulness of the hymn and its background is very strong in this film.
It is with a heavy heart that I bring to the attention of this house a trade which degrades men to the level of brutes and insults the highest qualities of our common nature. I am speaking of the slave trade.
Now, it's a subject that breeds stereotypical responses. Is this a film that actually takes on a sensitive subject, you know, with a decent interpretation?
It is a decent interpretation. It's some Americans who actually wrote the screenplay and had that feel for slavery. But in fact, the film was made in England, directed by Michael Apted, and with a strongly British cast. And I think that British sensitivity, it's an elegant-looking period film as well, so I think people are going to enjoy the period, but be very much challenged by the background themes of slavery, freedom, and amazing grace.